The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast. Uh-oh. Another bitch is tripping.
Tough one.
What?
Just when you read the details.
Oh.
Really gets you. She tripped hard, huh? A woman in Florida is facing a felony charge.
Yes.
After she grabbed her boyfriend's scrotum during a fight.
Yep.
And pulled so hard.
Classic move.
That she took the skin right off one of the testicles.
Ripped the bag.
Took the whole bag.
Took half a bag. Jesus.
You don't want to lose half a bag.
That thing bleeds a lot more than I think you
think.
Oh,
my.
This is her. After flashing the tires on her boyfriend's car, the Florida woman struck the man, grabbed his scrotum with such force, it removed the skin from the entirety of his right ball.
My God. How did I put that back together? That is not going to look right regular. Not that they're great anyway.
You could just take the rest of my sack.
Just stretch it.
Yeah. I could use
got
it.
Got some extra.
I could use it.
To become
a
one.
Tightening or a shortening.
Yeah. It wouldn't be bad.
Cops allege that Donika Shanice Mays, 29 years old, battered the victim yesterday afternoon during a confrontation in their Tampa area apartment. Mays, who has the victim's name tattooed on her arm, was arrested on a felony battery charge. So she's loved him so much, she put his name on her arm.
Yeah.
And then she ripped the skin off one of her balls. Mays and the victim had been arguing all morning before matters turned criminal. These two have been together for about 4 years. They have a kid. The victim told police that he discovered that his vehicle's tires had been slashed and that his girlfriend, Danica, admitted to the vandalism. While waiting for a tow truck to arrive, she resumed arguing with him and began striking him with open hands as he backed away. At one point, she allegedly grabbed his private parts through his clothes. She did so with such force. Okay, so he had clothes on and she was able to do this.
She was mad. She won the argument.
It removed the skin from the entirety of his right testicle, according to the police officer. When asked by police about the dispute, she replied that she had grabbed the victim's testicles and had been in a physical altercation with him. She was arrested and booked into the county jail, where she's being held this morning in lieu of $7,650 bond. She was also charged with initially providing cops with a fake name. She's been ordered by the judge to have no contact with her boyfriend. She's also facing a probation violation charge related to a prior battery case in a neighboring county where she was convicted of attacking a different man. This is her thing.
This girl fights dudes.
Yeah.
Like, she looks so tough.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, she fights tough dudes.
She fights them until they're women.
Yeah, I got in a fight with her.
She won! She wins!
Sally Tacno. She Manessa.
That's her finishing move. It's like Mortal Kombat.
God, yeah.
That's brutal.
Finish his nuts.
She takes them even with your clothes on.
Rap sheet includes convictions for theft, careless driving, leaving the scene of an accident, and possession of a controlled substance. So she's been up to no good for a long time. This time, his ball paid the price.
I feel like if you ruin more than one set of nuts in a fight, they need to encase your hands in cement.
They're like weapons.
Right, that's all. You can just drag them on the ground.
Yep.
You can't be ball ripping.
No. You guys, the fact that he had clothes on, likely like shorts and underwear.
Yes.
And she was able to grab all of that and
go.
That's not degloving, though, right? That's not.
No,
technically, that's on the dong.
Yeah, that's a dong. That's a dong skin rip. The outer.
So, one of two things that happened here. She either just grabbed and was lucky and got the skin and tore it off.
Oh.
Or she grabbed and actually got one of the testes and squeezed with such force that it burst through the skin.
Oh.
What would you rather have?
Take all that in, Dave.
Take some of the bag. I think you want.
I'd rather have you just rip my bag.
Me too.
Because the ball is what hurts.
Yeah.
But I feel like she had the ball.
She had it, dude. Look at her.
She had that ball.
My God, lady.
She looks big.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, it's powerful.
Like, it's hard to tell from, because it's just a head and shoulders mugshot, but them some broad shoulders.
Like, she looks, it's so crazy, but like, because she looks happy.
Yeah,
you know,
she's happy.
But if you went to school with her and then you made her upset.
Oh, she'd beat you to death.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she looks mean.
If there's any more pictures of her here, if we look her up online.
She doesn't, you do not get in an argument with her.
No.
That is definitely not Donika Shanice Mays.
No, it
is
not.
Just the one mugshot comes up.
You get a testicle ripped in a fight, and anyway, you should get a teardrop somewhere.
Right under your balls.
Yeah. you should get a teardrop on your
donger. Or just a mini little sack.
a little teardrop sack.
Yeah.
I lost one.
Yep. I'm going to tweet this out so you guys can see it for yourself. Twitter.com/Dave and Chuck. But this is...
The same time you feel for that fella.
Because it sounds like he was trying his best not to even fight back, right? Like he was
of
just
course,
kind of backing off.
You got to stay. You gotta stay back.
They call it a brutal testicle attack.
I feel bad for the next guy. What will she do to him?
She's going to tear his nuts loose. We already know what's going to happen.
Yeah. She's in, oh, God, you're right.
His balls were skinned. Can they do there?
They just sew it up.
Sew it back up.
Right.
Yeah. It'll look a little weirder than it normally looks.
Yeah.
Well, luckily you got all those folds and nooks and crannies
left to center.
There's plenty of extra.
You could probably hide scars
down there, right?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, what's a perfect set of balls anyways?
Yeah. Mine look battered.
Yeah, guys did not enjoy that story.
Yeah, no, that's terrible. She's scary.
She's not really. Someone asked if she was like a bebop. I don't think she's a bebop.
No, she's
I think she's
tough.
Like
solid,
strong.
Like linebacker.
She looks tall. Like, I don't know why. She just looks tall and like, yeah, wide.
She does.
Shoulders.
I don't know if she is tall, but she does look like she.
It's not a girl you'd want to mess with.
No.
Like, she'd take you, she'd pick you right up and just pile drive you into the earth.
She's thick.
Damn. Oh, here's her. Will it give her stats here? She's 38. 5'3", 180?
Well, okay, so there you go.
A little, yeah.
5'3",
she's
but
short.
180.
Yeah.
But 180.
Right.
She's like butter bean.
Yeah. So she's maybe a bit more thick than we even realize.
Yes.
She's very powerful.
But it looks like there's, in the thickness, there's muscle.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Involved.
She got 3 roses tattooed on her left arm and 3 roses tattooed on her chest. She loves roses.
That's for every guy.
She's
skinned.
She gets her
one
tattooed.
Rose for every nut. She's pulverized.
Yep. She's out free right now, so we better be careful talking about her.
Yeah. Watch your nuts, Dave.
Yeah, no.
She's out. That's scary.
Mm-hmm. Posted her $5,000 bond.
Yeah.
Well, she's only 29. I think they screwed up her age.
I don't know. She's just short and stout. 29.
Oh, what's her address?
Mm-hmm.
We can call her.
Let's not
do
that.
Why do you want to call her, Dave?
You know what I would hope?
Donika, why'd you do that for?
Yeah. That's the craziest thing.
Oh, my God.
You don't want to call her?
You know what? I would love for you to call her because I would love for your nuts to be in her grasp.
So she's coming straight to the studio to rip them right out.
I'd point right at you. I'd be like, him.
Yeah.
Like, Donika, what happened? Like, I feel like I want to just find out what happened. What's going on,
right.
Donika?
I think she's like, I'm going to come up there and find you, Game Hunter.
I think she'll swear.
She'll show you what happened.
Yeah, exactly.
She's going to come and give you a demonstration.
We should leave it alone then? Is that what you're suggesting?
I'm saying that, yes.
Fine.
Say, if you make me call her to put her on hold, I'm saying my name is Dave Hunter.
Yes, Dave.
Hi, this is Dave Hunter of the radio show, Dave and Chuck the Freak. I want to talk to you about you ripping off the skin of your boyfriend's nuts.
I just wonder if she talked.
What's her side of the story? Like, what did he do?
Right.
We never hear from the Donikas of the world. She's not.
Yeah.
She is not supposed to talk about it. She is going to be involved in a case.
Well, I mean, that's not up to us. That's up to her.
Yeah.
She says no.
I'm trying to help her. I want her on my side.
Yeah, she's the muscle. Of-
James, yeah. Let's just see if she'll talk.
No, my God.
Let's just see if she'll talk.
Why is her phone number listed?
I know, it's right there.
That's the craziest thing.
Just call. You can see the number, right? It's on my screen. Let's just see if she'll give us an interview.
Yeah.
You never know.
You have to, when you surprise somebody, you got to tell them, right? Like,
yeah, well, James is going to talk to her, see if she's willing to come on the show.
Yeah.
Yes. If she is, we'll have her on.
Oh, my God. That's the most enthralling guest we've had in such a long time.
It's the most nervous I've been in a phone call.
Yeah. Oh, come on. It's all right.
I'm not saying a word during this.
No, session. Come on.
I'm not.
Yeah, you don't want her
to. You guys are on your own.
What did we just say about her? We just said, like, lots of things.
Yeah, I hope she never goes back and listens to it.
Oh, no,
yeah.
Come on. I was on the radio, baby! It's on a podcast. I'm going to go check it out. He said, what?
I'm going to rip his nuts off.
Come on, let's see.
Yeah. Oh, is he talking to someone? Oh, he is talking to someone right now.
Got her. Oh, he woke
He's
her
talking
up.
To
it's
someone
so
right
early.
Now.
She's going to come here.
He's got someone on the phone. He's got someone on the phone. Do the interview. Donika, come on. Danica.
All right, see you guys.
This is,
yeah, Chuck's out.
I'm going to turn the phone on
because
for
you know she'll go after Chuck. For sure. She'll be the dart. He'll be
What's
the
happening?
Target. I don't know.
Oh, James?
Oh, man.
Well, apparently that's not her actual phone number.
Oh, okay.
No. Somebody else who was very confused.
Yeah. Okay. That's not her.
No, that's not her. Unless they're just saying it's not her.
That's why the age was wrong. That's
a gentleman answered, and judging by the sound of his voice, he could probably pound me into oblivion.
Oh, my God.
So, when I asked him if I could speak to
Donica address
in regards to the arrest, they told me it was the wrong number.
Mm. Yeah, you got the wrong number, baby. Yeah,
might
you
be
better keep on just keeping on.
That might have been her.
Yeah, that was actually her.
Oh, nobody that by her. That name. Ugh.
I never heard of Donica.
Yeah, I can now. So that's not the right number. Oh, well, too bad. It would have been an interesting interview.
Someone's trying to help intervene, save. Save us.
Thank you, the others.
Yes.
You guys, it would have been a great interview.
I think it would have been short. She's got a short fuse.
Yeah, I don't think it would have been great.
I think it would have been a wild ride.
I think it would have been terrible. I'm just going to put that
out. Oh, come on. Oh. You never know, Chuck. You never know. You just got to roll the dice.
Yep. No, hey, you want to put your balls on the line, you're right ahead. I tend not to roll the ball dice.
Yeah.
I tend to sometimes.
Throw them right on the craps table.
Yeah.
Put my balls on the line for the show, I guess. Put it on red.
Dave gets his nutsack ripped half off. Yeah.
I will. I know. I prefer to
now the interview of somebody's doing with Dave about his nuts getting ripped off. It's going to be the interview of the year.
Exactly. It's compelling. I'll call her all the whores.
Yep.
Oh, that'll help.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Can't find it, Dave.
I tried, but I can't find her. If anyone happens to find the number of one Donika Shanice Mace from the testicle attack. She lives.
Just go ahead and send random telephone numbers now to Dave. He'll try them all.
She lives in St. Petersburg on Union Street. Well, you can't. You just Google her name. That comes up. It's not me. It's just the internet.
Okay.
Yeah. She's been arrested. It's out there. It's public information.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But your stomach really drops when you dial a number and you're expecting a woman to answer and a man answers.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this is Shanika.
Hi, I'm calling from a radio show. We're trying to talk to Donika Mays about her arrest situation. If she can speak up on it.
You looked a little shook. You did look a little. A bit
sure. That's not who I expected to answer the phone.
Yeah, what's up?
You can hear the quiver in his voice.
Yeah. I'm like, should I say, is Mrs. Mays there?
I'm just flat out going to tell him the story. I'm going to lay it all out. We're a radio show. We want to talk to this woman about ripping off a guy's nuts.
What in the hell is you talking about?
You don't know who Donika Mays is?
No idea.
But she was arrested. She's in it. She's all over the internet.
You.
Oh, I you know what, sir? I think I have the wrong number.
Dave Hunter?
Yes, my name is Dave Hunter.
Dave Hunter.
Yeah.
Google me.
Google me.
You can find me easily.
Oh my God. Anyways, it was a nice shot, but unfortunately we can't reach her. But anyway, again. Finds her number, let us know. We'll reach out and just get her side of the story on this whole ball ripping situation.
Yeah.
Danica. If you want to see your mugshot again, Dave and Chuck the Freak on Twitter.
That's how you do it. Twitter.com/Dave and Chuck.
There was a girl that went to my high school that almost had the exact same like hairdo where it was like that weaved. I don't know what it is. Like a, it's almost like a hair or like string. I don't know.
It's like braids.
It's like braids. But it's like, see, almost seems like you add stuff to it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She was so tough. She was one of the toughest chicks.
Like she would have just, she could have ripped you to pieces.
Oh, my. Well, it would have been a good fight.
Yeah.
It would have been a good fight. But, I mean, no girl stood a chance against her.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We talked on the show many times about people who find a niche in the fetish world and then take off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like they do so well in with that fetish that they can quit their day job.
Yeah.
That's exactly what's happening in this next story. Remember the woman who called in who was, this was in the Detroit area. She was for a CEO, she was basically his.
Oh yeah,
dominatrix type.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, she made a lot of money.
Did she change his diapers? I forget what she did for him, but she made like $3,000 a week or something.
Yeah, it was a crazy, crazy.
And so many women were like, "I want that job." Yeah. Where did she get that job? Yeah. I'll do that. I'll change a dude's diapers for $3,000 a week.
He was like a big time CEO. I remember that now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. So this, not quite like that, but people have crazy fetishes. And we know that, and we know as well that they'll spend big money on it. There's a 21-year-old woman named Jenna Phillips in Austin, Texas. She quit her job as an optician recently because she found men were paying up to six figures a month for videos of her acting like a dog.
Hmm.
That's a wild way to make money.
Apparently, it's a fetish with a lot of fans.
I'd rather you act like a cat.
She has an account on OnlyFans.
Cats are better.
Yeah.
She charges $20 a month for videos of her chasing balls, walking on a leash, rolling around, taking baths, all mostly naked, she says. She also make you a custom video for $1,200. You guys, we've wasted our lives. This year, she's going to clear well over $1 million.
Yeah.
Is she a smoke show?
I would say she's okay.
Pretty cute.
Yeah, she's cute.
She's pretty cute.
She's got huge boobs.
Yeah, she's got big naturals.
Something enjoyable. There's her catching a ball.
I do not like her
that
teeth.
That is not hot to me.
Well, thankfully, you don't think that's hot.
Yeah.
Well, she's got a big caboose.
Yeah, she's not as great in dog mode.
Oh, God.
I think she's filtered or something in that.
You got to feed her less. Get her on some better food.
It's not as good as I.
Yeah, it is not.
No.
Would have thought.
That's crazy, but.
So she has friends help her out. Friends throw the ball for her and stuff.
That's crazy.
She'll dive into the water and get it like a dog.
Bunch of simps.
They are.
And how much is she clearing?
She'll make $1 million this year, James.
I think I found my new career move.
Why are you not just a human
dog?
Why
aren't you a dog?
Well, I'm going to look into this venture, I think.
Yeah.
I'm going down dog road.
You're going to dog it up?
Yep.
Yeah. James.
That's her.
Okay. There you go. There you go.
That's her acting like a dog. Just sounds like it.
Wow. That's awesome.
I can act like a dog, too.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I can go mostly nude. Heck, I'll even poop on the lawn.
Oh, wow. That'll take it to the next
level.
That's
the $1,200 custom video.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
$1,200, I'll act like a dog and poop right on the grass.
You can see this woman at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com, by the way, if you want to check her out. But that's her thing. That's her gig.
Yeah, that first picture was the best picture out of all of them.
Yeah, like that one right there. Mm. Like, if she took, like, classy nudes like that, you'd think that she'd do okay, but...
That's what made her the million. Probably that photo.
And then the rest of it is just about being into like some kind of weird scene.
Mm.
So she's in the. She got it started
Can you
out.
Go back up a little tiny bit.
Yeah.
Where you no. Down. I want to see what is going on.
That's a weird ball.
No, I was like, what is the black stuff?
Oh, on her teeth?
I thought it was on her teeth. I think it's part of the ball.
No, it's part of the ball.
Okay.
Oh. It looked like it was like she had a tooth stick, like a dead tooth.
Oh, I needed to verify there wasn't a dead tooth.
We put a link to this at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com so you can go check her out for yourself. But that's what she does.
Mm. Yeah, that's a wild career choice.
$1 million this year, you guys, for making adult dog videos.
Yeah, and you know what? You can be like a six.
Is that her Twitter account they have and the caption under the pictures? Your puppy girl?
She tweet different barks.
Mm. Oh. I'm just curious what she has on her social media, if that's what it actually is, or if that's her, like, OnlyFans.
She's got a TikTok.
She's got a TikTok.
Sure.
I'm going to turn down the...
Oh, she's on YouTube also.
Oh, yeah, that's her.
Oh, man.
What's happening to her hair?
Oh, my God. They're cleaning her. She doesn't like it.
Is there no audio? No.
Oh, my God.
Well, there probably is, but who knows what it's being...
Oh, I don't think it's... Do you think it's swearing? I think she's just saying, like, dog stuff. She doesn't like getting
How do you think that you... I'm not saying she's the one who might be able to... She's got a master.
Go with a master? I don't know.
What would you say if, you know, Jameson started running around all wet?
Exactly.
You know,
I think it's going to be, like, just dog stuff. Nothing crazy.
Yeah.
Let's listen in.
No, we're almost finished. Bad girl. No, stay. Hey, come back here.
Like a bad dog.
Bad girl, not again. I just cleaned you.
See, it's like just it. Dog talk. Like it. It's
for
just dog talk.
A year? Oh my God, I could so easily do this. I wonder if I could talk my fiance into being my master.
Probably not.
Cody, I got an idea for our future. I'm going to pitch this to you.
How we're going
to.
If you told her you'd make $1 million doing it, I think she might
and
be.
That's
in.
All we had to do for a job. You just treat me like a dog.
How many followers she has?
Like, where is it? Where are you seeing all that? I'm trying to find it.
100.
Can we hear this one? She's going to play fetch here.
I would really love to hear that conversation, James. You asking Cody?
that would be a weird one. That's for sure. I might have to take her out to dinner first.
Did you turn this up, Chuck?
You want the ball? You want the ball? Go get it.
Is this just on TikTok that she does this?
No. She does the real dirty stuff on OnlyFans.
This has 16,000 likes, 2,000 comments.
Because
it's disturbing.
You want the ball?
Yeah.
That's why.
It's unique.
She has 124,000 followers on TikTok.
On TikTok.
That's big money. That's big time.
She's only made 7 videos on TikTok.
Yeah, because she's not making money from TikTok. She's
right.
Making the money from OnlyFans. This is just like a teaser.
4 million
hey,
views.
What are you doing on the couch? You know better than that. Bad girl. Go to your bed. Oh. No, quit whining. You know better than that.
She's not very good at being a dog.
Hey.
So she's talked her guy into playing the role, right?
Well, he's no dummy.
$1 million a year to just yell at your partner like the dog? Oh, man. Like, so it takes them maybe 2 hours out of their day each day to make a stupid dog video.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple extra hours to do some custom content on the OnlyFans page. It might get a little dirty.
Yeah.
$1 million in a year.
$1 million, James. You know, Al
Why
says,
am I getting up at if Cody,
I don't know.
If Cody says no, maybe Jason will do it with you.
Jason's always down with some of my
He was
going to
start
his own
OnlyFans, right?
Yeah, it hasn't taken off, so I guess I'll just have to
be take James, care of James. Master.
Yeah.
You could be like the buff master, and I'll just be like the slovenly, like, fat English bulldog.
Okay, so you guys could corner, like, listen, the gay dog
well,
fetish.
Because that's the only market you're going to get.
Right, I'll toss the gag ball, you know, and you could bring it back. We'll play fetch with that.
Yes,
there
Jason.
You go. He already has a great idea.
Yeah. Hey, James, if you stop whining, you'll get some tummy scratches. I know you like your hairy belly scratch. Roll over,
listen,
James.
Listen. It is at least a $100,000 idea. You're only going to get the gay market. There's no girls that want to see guys acting like dogs.
That's fine. Hey, gay guys' money spent just the
exactly.
same as
that's
straight
what I'm
guys
saying.
Or lady money.
But if there's no guy doing this yet, that's your end.
See, this is our market. You gotta be shirtless most of the time, though, so I hope you're prepared for that.
I figured we'd wear matching outfits, like the chain link, the black, like, leather strap.
Oh, now you want to get it like
yes.
Total.
No, no, no. King, you're total supposed to be the master. I know you're kinky, Jason, but you don't need to be kinky here. You're just the
he's
master.
Be. You can right, tell me. I'll buy one of those dog masks. I got enough connections with Adam and Eve and some of the adult novelty stores. We can get one of those fetish dog masks, too.
I'm just saying that I think you'd make more money with Jason as your master, and he's giving you belly rubs and stuff, than you would if you talk Cody into it.
Jason,
you're
you
right.
Rub my belly.
Well, yeah, and I know it's possible because I feel like she would want me to do it. You know,
would you groom?
I'm always your sidekick on these crazy
things.
Jason, you got
to
groom me.
You got to give him baths. You got to
get the manscaped scaper out.
Yep.
The lawnmower, get it out.
We'll get you in a really tiny, like, outdoor swimming pool, you know, and you could jump around and play in there.
Yeah. I'm loving it.
He's got a million ideas already.
Yeah, oh, my does. God. I can take the hose, and you could try to bite the water out of the hose like dogs love to do.
Look at him. He's just full of ideas.
You get a fire hydrant. You could fake pee on it.
James,
don't pee on it. Just really pee on it.
And then we'll
just
bring really somebody else in.
I can really pee on it.
You'll really pee on it for an extra price, right, James?
Absolutely.
There you go.
How to work the market.
You want to see the real video, the full video, you got to pay extra on
OnlyFans. And if you help Jason and I's Puppy Play channel clear $2 million in a year, I'll get one of those butt plugs with the dog tail on it.
Yeah,
I'll put that
will.
In.
Oh, wow.
Up in the ante.
Wow.
Someone said, I'm a straight girl, and I don't want to see James and Jason for sexual gratification, but I'd pay to see it because I think it would be hilarious.
Well, perfect. That's it. That's the, and
whether
there
I'm
you go.
Whether I'm selling eroticism or humor.
Comedy, yeah.
I'll take your money.
No, I draw the line at popping your stink gland, though, so I don't want to.
But Jason, it's due for a milking.
It's due for a milking?
Yeah.
No red rockets, James. No red rockets.
Yeah. Oh, I guess she put she has nudes on her Twitter.
Well, Twitter is always They'll do whatever.
Oh, God. Don't cover it up. She's got, like, her ass like a birthday cake.
Yeah.
That's a lot of skin.
It's a lot of cake.
Scroll down. Let's see what we're dealing with here.
She was on some show there.
Some guy's podcast.
Yeah.
Trying to be Joe Rogan.
He's not going to.
No, he's not.
Oh, she's wearing a mask.
Look what she does.
Ass.
Yeah. Mm.
I don't know. There's nothing great so far.
No. Show me the nudes.
Show
is that a nude? No.
It's your nudes there.
Koi fish tattoo.
Oh, I couldn't even tell that's what that was.
So you guys, what would you call it? Erotic giggles? The puppy channel?
Erotic giggles.
I like it. I could go by the name Giggles. I'm fine with that.
Yeah. That's Giggles the erotic human dog.
Yeah, no.
We do need
no.
a catchy name, though.
Jason and James Puppy Games.
Puppy games.
Well, spell it like G-A-Y-M-E-S.
Oh, yeah. Puppy games. Because I could take you to the dog park and there could be other male dogs that you got to,
now
you
know. That does sound like fun. Now I can interact with dogs. Because
right.
I literally, when I play with Chloe the Pitbull at home, my dog, like I get on the floor. I'm like, come on. I'm bowing. Let's play.
It's just that Elle wanted to get involved, you know?
Yeah.
No, I don't see nudes on her Twitter. Just that one at the top.
Yeah.
But her ass is covered in cake frosting.
Yeah. Probably got to go to her website for the real news.
PuppyGirlJenna.com is her website.
She can take photos where if she cuts things off and she looks good, but it's really more an illusion than anything.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like right there. That she doesn't look bad in that top thing.
Absolutely.
And you just think she's got a cute butt or whatever, but it's really, there's illusions.
That is
it's all an illusion right there.
Most of what you see online is an illusion.
Yeah.
Well, this especially. So.
I almost feel like Jason and I just need to do this just as an experiment for like a month.
Hey, man, my day's wide open. So
like, I love that he's so into it.
Yeah. Experiment for a month.
He has 16 ideas.
I held oil and stuff under James's nuts from the dip it in. You know,
you two are close.
All of his
You've been through stuff together.
Yeah. Right. From the moment I got here.
Yeah, this is nothing. This is nothing.
I'm down, Jason.
Let's see if their male puppy channel will take off.
Yeah.
If I can get cleared by our significant others to do this.
You won't.
And then see how much money we make.
Lisa, bring us outside into earth.
Yeah, exactly.
No outside influence from a stable female mind.
Okay? A stable female mind? We need no stable minds in
James,
this decision.
James, you got to talk that cash, because that cash.
$100 million in a year!
you know how many years of my life I had to work to make a million? So many years.
Oh, my God.
Oh, people are suggesting you call Jason Jubidoo.
Jubidoo.
Not the dog. But he's not the dog. That's right.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess we could just do a special episode.
Hey, whatever, though. Yeah. You can always switch it up
for one episode for the right amount of money.
You switch it up. Because if you both, if you switch it up all the time, that's even more people. Because some people will be into James and some people will be into Jason.
Well, Juby Dooby Doo.
I've got some work to do now.
Wow.
That's incredible. Wow. That's an incredible idea.
Mm. People are saying there's a straight guy who's going to be in it just for the humor. So you're going to capture different audiences. Right. The gay market, the straight male, the straight females who just want to see you guys.
Okay. I know this is weird, but are there any guys actively right now acting like dogs, or are you guys like?
Well, that's what I'm saying. If they trailblaze and they're the only guys doing it, that's how they'll make their killing, right? If they can corner that market,
right? So if not, you'll just have to be the best. I can
guarantee you, we'll be the best.
I know.
Yeah, I know that. Hell of a duo.
You guys shouldn't let this slide. I know all these great ideas we have on the show, they just kind of fall by the wayside. But if you make this happen,
hey man, I am preparing.
I don't want you to
pitch.
Leave the show, but I want you to do well in life.
I'm preparing my pitch mentally right now for what I'm going to say to my fiance when I get home.
I'm just going to say, show me the money.
Yeah.
That's it. $100,000 coming home. Come on.
Cody, sit down. I know I've had some crazy ideas.
Yep.
This might
Here's
take
another
the cake.
One. I'm going to be a gay dog.
But this. Yeah. No, I don't start with the gay dog. I lead with picture this, our bank account show. $1 million a year.
Yeah, lead with the money.
Yeah,
lead with the money.
Think about the things you could do the house with that $1 million.
But then what you do is you show the girl who I feel like is not impressive.
Yeah, see this mediocre girl?
Exactly.
See the
she
girl that pales in comparison to your beauty.
Yes.
And look what she's making. She will clear $1 million this year.
Yeah.
I'm going to be that girl.
Well,
I'm going to be that girl.
Jason is going to be my master.
Yes.
James and Juby Doo work up their plans. In the meantime, if you want to check out this girl, we did put a link to the story at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
Yeah.
And we'll see if their gay puppy channel takes off.
Yeah. It will.
It seems like it has to now. It seems like it has to.
You'll have to do the same pose with the boot, same boot up, just top of James's ass.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, yeah, just the good parts.
Yeah.
Okay, Lisa, imagine this. You're out for a nice day at the beach, and all of a sudden, the face of a ghost appears on your ass.
Okay.
What? How? How do you see it?
It just appears, like the Virgin Mary appears on
it? It appears on your ass.
That's wild.
This just happened to a woman. Beachgoer was left spooked out after a mysterious face appeared on her ass.
I'd be freaked out, too. I'd be like, I need to see a doctor, even though it's a pandemic and everything. I have an ass face.
How did she know?
Well, her daughter took a picture of it because she was so freaked out. Holly Abraham was at the Portastock Beach in Cornwall, England on Sunday when her daughters, age 10 and 11, were messing around and realized they saw something creepy on their mom's ass. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Let me bring up the ass face here. Here we go. Prepare yourselves. Wait till you see this. Boom.
Oh. It is. It's like a. It's almost like an Elvis face.
Okay, a young Elvis has appeared
it's
on
just
her
in her
ass.
Pants.
It's on. Yeah, it's on the whatever. It's like a. What do you call these?
I thought
it looks
it was
like a onesie or a romper.
Yeah.
A romper.
Yeah.
She's wearing to the beach, and it appeared on her left butt cheek.
I mean, it does look just like a face.
It absolutely
like
does.
She leaned up against something that had a bit of texture to it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like it imprinted, like I used to take like silly putty and put it on a newspaper and peel it up. And she probably sat right on an Elvis painting.
The face, which appears to have eyes, nose, and a mouth, can be seen on her left leg ass area.
Because I feel like it also has hair. Like you can almost see where her bangs would be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really crazy.
She says she's been left baffled by the image. 32-year-old mom says, I just can't figure it out. At first I thought it may have been a reflection, but it can't be. The camera was forward-facing with my daughter taking the picture.
Isn't that just
me.
A reflection? Doesn't it look like her?
It kind of does
when
look like her.
When you hold up that photo of her.
Well, how would she get a reflection of herself on her ass?
That's it'd be miraculous.
Very flexible. Very flexible.
Magic.
Yeah.
Mom, Mommy, you have a ghost on your ass.
Photoshop.
Photoshop.
That's weird in itself. Mommy, you have a ghost on your ass.
What?
What?
You don't think there's a possibility this is just Photoshop?
Yes.
And they made a story about
it. I thought it was going to be like a face, like Muatu or whatever from Total Recall had appeared on an ass cheek. Like,
I thought it was going to be on an ass cheek as well.
Yeah. Because that's a miracle. Ass cheek face.
Because that looks like...
That could be folds or sunlight. But I don't know, man.
So now they're looking to see if...
Where it's like not real, but...
They're looking to see if this beach is haunted or not. Mm. As they try and figure out what happened here. It is a... it's flanked by quarry workings in an area famous for ancient tales of pirates and shipwrecks. What happened there? Shipwrecks.
Yeah, okay.
Is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Shipwrecks. Pirates and shipwrecks. I was taken over by one of those ghosts.
The ghost blood was possessing you.
Can't even say their name.
Nope.
Yeah, that's weird. But they do say that like human eyes can see face, like we'll see faces when there's no faces.
Yeah, because that's what kept us alive.
Yeah.
Back in the day, you'd be like scanning the territory and then there's like a face.
Yeah.
So you're like, okay.
Yeah. There was that thing on Mars, the face in Mars, and it would just end up being like...
it's just rocks.
Yeah, just a couple of rocks or whatever, but we were like, there's a fake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. You don't want to... I'm sure it sounded like you've had ghosts in your ass, Chuck, at times.
Yes, like a demon.
Yes,
yeah. More of a demon.
To see a face on your ass is shocking.
Yeah, that's wild.
Coming up here on Dave and Chuck the Freak, Florida's effed up. What was a Pinellas Park man's excuse when he was busted running naked at 2:45 in the morning? Let's get to that.
Man, Florida's effed up.
A Florida man arrested for running in the street unclothed at 2:45 a.m. told police he went for the naked jog because he was dared by a friend. This guy, 58-year-old Conrad Tucker, looks like he knows how to party, my friends.
He
knows how to party.
He throws down at it so hard with the clay.
I assume that he...
I know,
goddamn
guys.
Nothing
I can do.
Yeah, I know. It sucks.
I don't know where to put it. I don't know where.
He looks kind of like Macho Man Randy Savage a little bit.
It's a full page.
It's a gigantic page. And then one by one...
Limited resources to work with.
I know
it's not you, man. It's these things we need.
Yeah, yeah.
They're brutal. They reflect light right back into my eyes like I'm looking at an eclipse.
I'm like, I don't know. He kind of looks like
There he is.
There you go.
Yeah.
Wow, he looks like Captain Lou Albino or whatever.
Albino.
Albino.
Albino is a much paler version.
Yeah. Yeah, he is kind of more pale than him.
Yeah.
Captain Lou Albino, the captain of the Albino.
Lou Albino. So 58-year-old Conrad Tucker did not seem bothered by the fact that he was completely naked while in public view, a cop said.
No.
Tucker could not advise where he was.
There's no way.
He couldn't advise who his friend was.
No.
He did not have access to any clothing. He was charged with exposure of sexual organs, a misdemeanor. He's being held in lieu of $150 bond. $150. You can't even come up with $150.
That's it.
Rap sheet. He has one. You just looking at his mugshot, you knew he did.
Yeah.
He's got convictions for disorderly intoxication, passing a bad check, resisting arrest, and driving without a license. All stuff he looks like he could definitely get up to.
Yeah, he gets up to it.
Oh, my God, yeah.
That's a party man there.
But again, he said he did it on a dare.
Yeah.
But they couldn't find out who did it.
Captain Lou Albino.
Lou Albino.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Guy has a question. Are guys sending limp dong pics now? Is that a thing?
That the pandemic's done that?
Yeah, that's all we can offer.
It's attacked. It's just made as soft as it can be.
Yeah. Yep.
So this is Steve in New Hampshire who reached out. He said, my girlfriend and I met through Bumble back in February. We were comparing dating app horror stories, and she was telling me about the unbelievable number of unsolicited dick pics she received. She told me something I'd never heard of. The unsolicited soft dong pic. Both her and her friends have received quite a few of them lately, and it seems to be a thing.
It's a trend, huh?
I'll tell you what, if I was huge soft, I'd send it.
Yeah. Yeah,
if I was huge soft,
yeah.
Of course, who cares? You know what I mean? Like, if you're huge and soft,
that's a great pick.
Then that's a great pick.
Yeah.
That's a great pick.
He said, we all understand the classic dong pic where the guy wants to show off what he's got, for better or for worse, but why would a guy ever want to send a limp dong pic? Is this a thing? I'm so confused.
It's the first time we've ever heard of it.
I'll say this.
On this show.
I know this is strange. I feel like the limp one is less... Like
intimidating?
Intimidating?
Or like sexualized.
Oh, it's still your
name. I know it is.
Artistic?
It is. It's like not so like right down your...
It's not as threatening?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like it's...
Well, it's not like, we're gonna bang. It's more like, just check out my...
It's like,
penis.
This is me naked. Mm-hmm. Here's me just naked. And if you're doing fine down there, like if a girl looks at you and you're in stage one.
Yeah, and it's great.
And you're just naked and she's like, wow.
Right.
Then you're in.
Okay. Right. Yeah, stage one. Mine's no stage one model.
This might be... No. Not many are. But this might be just some genius way to kind of disarm somebody.
To be less intimidating, less threatening.
You're still
You're like, I'm not going to bang you right now, but I want to see, let you see what I'm working with.
I want you to see what I'm all about. But I don't want you to think like I'm just sitting here with a giant chabon.
Right. Just waiting to just, you know,
pound you.
You know.
If any guy has sent a limp pic, reach out. What are you going for here? Or ladies, if you've received them, was it impressive? Did it get you going? Or was it a turnoff? 1-855-954-6969.
Is this a trend? I mean, it seems like it's really popular. It's not just like a random...
Right. Her and her friends have been receiving a lot of them lately.
Wow.
Right.
Like, why is it taken off all of a
sudden?
It's
soft season.
Do guys in the Me Too movement create soft season?
Maybe.
I mean, it's still...
It's less scary.
So bold to just still send your dong.
Right. It's like still a dong.
You're still naked.
You're still naked. It's still not right.
I'm not aggressively amped.
But that's what it is.
But I'm packing.
Like, yeah. It's like, this is what I'm dealing with.
Uh-huh.
I'm just not completely... And I will say, maybe girls aren't as into...
Like a rager?
Just receiving a huge rager photo as what a guy thinks they're in.
Right. Guys think that's like
the... You know?
So soft season could take off. Could be a thing. All right. So in Belleville, we go to Natalie here. Natalie, you think this is a trend. You've been getting these.
Yes, I've received many more than my fair share.
Okay. Recently, it's just taken off?
I'm thinking so because I have received... hard dong pics in the past year, but recently they have been sending soft pics. I think their goal of it is to see if I'll work to get a picture of them hard.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So it's like a scratch and sniff or something.
Get me going.
Yeah, get me going.
There's a reward
right
at the end.
Is it intriguing? Does it turn you on? Is it a turn off? Like, give us the dirt. What do you think?
Well, especially since I didn't really ask for a dong pic in the first place.
Yes.
It is kind of a turnoff.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's still a foul. It was still a foul.
We're thinking it could be less intimidating or less threatening in its natural state. Is that the case or no? It's still just a dong.
I think it's pandemic depression.
I'd say it's less threatening because it's less forward in a way.
Yes, that's what I was trying to think.
It's less forward, exactly, and literally.
But it's still what?
It's still not asked for.
Right. Yes, if it's unsolicited, it's unsolicited no matter hard or soft.
Yeah.
Correct. Yes. All right, Natalie, thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. So she's seen that trend. It's a thing out there.
That's wild. I wonder, because we just talked yesterday, wasn't it, that like people are having soft problems, right?
Yeah, the pandemic-affected boners.
Yeah.
People have a hard time with it.
I just think it's like a bizarre twist if a girl was like, yeah, like, let me see you naked, and you just let yourself just be naturally naked.
Right.
Without a big rager.
It's less threatening.
You know?
It's soft season.
Yeah, it's soft season.
Mitchell's in Boston. Mitchell.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Is it soft season?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. You know, the quarantine, you know, people still trying to get, you know, played during quarantine, so, you know, people just gotta show off what they get, I guess.
So you're sending limp pics?
Yes.
And, like, why? Well, what's your motivation for it? You just, less intimidating? You think it's a easier way to break them in?
Yeah, most of the time, but sometimes it's just like, you know, if you're just trying to get laid and you don't really want to, like, be front about it, kind of just gotta, you know, send it, and if they block you, they block you. So
let me just get this straight. You think your limp dick is not up front?
No, he's being up front.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if they're interested, they're interested. But, you know, it's been working out a few times, actually.
So obviously you're okay in stage one.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. That's why it works for you.
So that's it. He's sending his, you know, he's probably a shower.
Right.
You know.
It's a shower's game.
Yeah, it's a shower's game. And it's, you know what? I mean, I think they're onto something.
Yeah, I'm sure. Because, like, if you're just erect for a photo.
Right.
That means you're so horny that a chick is not going to want anything to do with you.
Yeah. Like, you're just flipping through.
Right.
Tinder,
you're an animal.
Tinder or whatever with a boner.
Right. You're like, God, somebody, let me.
Oh, my God.
Mitchell, thanks for calling in with your limp dong. You have a good day, dude. See ya. Some people texting in. This guy said, I send limp ones to my wife, but I'll put sunglasses on it and other dumb things.
Well,
that's just for humor. That's
fine. Yeah.
This guy says, I'm a shower and a grower. I send the soft guy to get their attention. I leave the full size for shock and awe in person.
Yeah.
Shock and
awe. That's a special talent.
You know?
You got a special talent.
It's the C word and awe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then there's this. This woman said, my current guy sent a selfie to a friend of mine a few years before we started dating. He was new to nudes and thought that's how you send a dong pic, just as it is.
Maybe it might not have been a shower. He's just that new. He's that new to nudes.
Nudes.
New to nudes.
New to nudes. Nudes. Scott's in Punta Gorda. Hi, Scott. Good morning.
That'd be so bad.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. So you've actually had women ask you for limp pics.
Oh, yeah. I work for Harley Davidson dealerships. I get some pretty wild women in there. Then they see my hands and feet, my size.
Yeah.
And so I sent one to one, and then all our friends wanted them. I don't know what they do with them, but yeah.
You want to see it? Here you go.
Yeah, I trade them. They trade them back and forth.
The only reason I do it is because I know I'm bigger, soft, than most men are hard.
Right. Yep.
Oh, all right.
He couldn't wait to call in.
Yeah, you're quite a cocky bastard, so to speak.
Sure.
Passed me right through.
Scott, how many times does that lead to action for you?
Every time.
Probably one out of every three.
One out of three.
Some of them are a little afraid of it.
Yeah.
All right. You and your big hog and the Harley.
Right.
Yep.
Mine's flat out scary.
Yeah. He can't even ride a motorcycle.
That goddamn
ride
the hog. Thing. That'll get caught up in your wheels.
You gotta get it. It'll get stuck in the chain.
Yeah.
This guy who texted in looks at it this way. He says, I think limp pics almost makes you seem vulnerable.
Does it?
Maybe shows you're not a complete tool.
Listen, If you saw mine, you're as vulnerable as
you. That is the most vulnerable I can be, other than like my legs up in stirrups.
Right.
That's the most vulnerable.
That's the most vulnerable.
Yeah. That's the most vulnerable. The second most vulnerable is just a stage one shot of myself. Right. Like maybe just like.
Yep.
Okay. Hey, whoa, God,
oh,
you're so vulnerable.
What are you doing there?
You know, like not ready for it.
Yeah.
The action shot.
Yeah, that's. I got. I'm the same way, man. No pics of that.
I don't think a lot of women would want to see.
Because it kind of is just like a. It's instead of being like what if. It's like, okay, it's like,
I understand.
Right.
Maybe have some sex. Or
like, listen.
Touch this thing.
Yeah.
I know you don't want to see, like, just a normal guys or whatever. But don't you think, like, if John Hamm unleashed his just soft one.
Yeah, it'd be devastating.
Or the other, the jogging guy.
Oh, that Thoreau?
Yeah, Thoreau. Like, if they sent a soft one to girls, it's enough.
Yeah, they don't even need to.
Someone said we should call it the soft serve.
The soft serve.
Hey, did you give her the soft serve?
Soft served her, huh?
Yeah, I like that. This is another naive guy. He said, as a guy who's never sent a dong pic, nor have I ever discussed them, I assumed all pics were soft from the dawn of dick pic time.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Hashtag naive Dave.
Like, educate themselves on softies.
This guy said, I didn't even like my girlfriend of 4 years seeing me soft.
Exactly. Yeah, I hide it like Batman's identity.
My dick's name is Bruce Wayne.
Hold on, there's crime. I need to go.
A few more quick calls on this before Bruce we move Wayne. On. Jim's in New Hampshire. Hi, Jim.
How are you?
Good. What do you think?
I send the chubby pic. You know, like half staff. I think it's the most complimentary pic.
Right. Does that work?
So far, it's working very well.
Okay, so because... Yeah.
At least you're still leaving a little to the imagination.
Yeah, he's
right?
Not fully, yeah. But he just gives it a couple. And
yeah.
This woman said she thinks it's creepy, the limp pick. She said it's like a Buffalo Bill thing or something out of a horror movie, like a flasher or something.
Yeah.
She doesn't like it at all.
Limp picks.
Doesn't like the limp picks. And one more call. Jeff's in Boston. You found something on your brother's phone.
We were all camping one time, and my brother met this chick. And he lost his phone, and the next day we're all floating down the Saco River, and my buddy's sister calls and says my brother's penis is on Facebook.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
So her friends took his phone, found a limp wiener pic that he sent.
Oh.
So my family, his bosses, they all saw his limp penis.
Mm-mm.
Whoa.
My goodness.
Wow, that's when your friends are not your friends.
That's exact. Chuck, if your friends did that to you, if little limp Chuck was
on. Wow, you would never hear from me again, but.
You've always said you'd just take your own life.
Yeah. Way. Yeah.
Sad times.
It would be.
And another chick from Boston was saying that it's like, get me hard. That's what it's about.
Oh.
So that's what the trend is. Like, here's where I am now. Mm-hmm. Get me going.
See what you for.
Pandemic happy.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's a trend, ladies. Look out for it.
I do understand how weird it could look if you just, like, started a conversation. Like, I don't even know how the app works because I don't use it or anything. But you start a conversation and you're instantly nude and hard. Like,
that is a crazy thing. You can just send it
but
right
it's
out
generally,
of the
game. It's, like, it's not like it's live. I assume it's, like, pictures you have on your phone. The best picture you've ever taken of your penis.
Right.
The best picture she's ever taken of her boob.
I guess.
Yeah.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us,
Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.